Okay, all right. I'm going to get in a little bit of trouble for this commentary, but it's all right. It's not the first time. Bill O'Reilly says that the media has no bleeping clue how to cover the death of Whitney Houston because she was slowly dying for years and many in the press simply averted their eyes. We'll get into more of what O'Reilly said in a little bit. I agree with him. Whitney Houston, Whitney Houston, Whitney Houston, Whitney Houston. Sad to see that she died. Talented singer. Nobody can disagree with that. But enough already. A poster child? I'm not sure about that. Network coverage of her funeral? There must not have been anything else to run. Let the family mourn in peace. Or maybe the family wanted this publicity. Hell, even poor old CNN and that dopey Piers Morgan, you'll see in the Drudge Report, had to do an Obama bump during an interview with somebody. I think it was Jesse Jackson or some goof at this funeral. So they just can't even let Obama stay out of this whole thing. O'Reilly goes on to say that Miss Houston was a genuine worldwide star, yet was often seen in public disheveled and confused, her substance addiction apparent. The media simply did not know what to say. Well, I think they knew what to say. I disagree with Bill a little bit here, but they just didn't want to say it. The national media prides itself on being non-judgmental unless you are against abortion. Then you are dismissed as anti-woman or as a religious zealot. But in the arena of personal behavior, there's an excuse for just about every non-violent activity or bad decision. When's the last time, this is me saying this, that you saw a celebrity do a public service announcement saying, don't drink, don't smoke, don't do drugs, don't do what I did, it's not a good thing, stay in school? Some of them do them. But when it comes to something that you can be addicted to, okay, when it comes to addictions, like smoking, like drinking, like drugs, you just don't see them. It's very rare. The late Yul Brynner, you have to be my age to remember who he was, did a anti-smoking commercial that was released after he died from lung cancer, is something that I remember. The current, O'Reilly goes on to say, the current medical marijuana ruse is a great example of society walking away from a responsible position. Ask any drug rehab counselor, and he or she will tell you that pot often leads a person to a harder drug use and is mentally addictive itself. I agree with O'Reilly there. This medical marijuana, I think, is a joke, and I really don't care what some people think when I say that. Just look at the stats, look at the facts. Once you start to legalize something, remember poor old Tony Bennett? Legalize all drugs. Once you start to legalize it and make it a tax grab for the government, that does nothing to address the problem of addiction. Whitney Houston, once again, a talented singer. Nobody can argue with that. But a poster child for addiction. And enough is enough already. There are other stories to talk about. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.